Good morning. It's Friday, June 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a rare split in Washington is drawing attention. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized lawmakers who voted to limit his war powers after the House of Representatives passed a measure seeking to halt further military action against Iran without congressional approval. The resolution passed 215 to 208, with four Republicans joining Democrats in support. Trump called the vote unpatriotic and dismissed it as meaningless, while supporters argued Congress must protect its constitutional role in declaring war. Legal experts say the measure faces major hurdles in the Senate and may ultimately be challenged in court. Even so, the vote signals growing political pressure on the White House as public concerns over the conflict continue to rise. Another news. U.S. deploys flies and sniffer dogs against flesh-eating parasite. An old agricultural threat has returned. U.S. officials have unveiled an emergency plan to stop the spread of the New World screwworm after the first domestic case in six decades was detected in a calf near the Texas-Mexico border. The parasite lays eggs and wounds, and its larvae feed on living tissue, posing a serious threat to livestock and occasionally humans. Authorities have established a quarantine zone and are releasing millions of sterile flies designed to disrupt breeding. Specially trained Beagle Brigade dogs are also being deployed to detect infestations at border crossings. Officials insist the risk to people remains low, but ranchers worry an outbreak could damage cattle herds and increase beef prices nationwide. Around the world, Ukraine's president is making another push for diplomacy. Volodymyr Zelensky has publicly invited Russian President Vladimir Putin to a face-to-face meeting aimed at ending the war between their countries. In an open letter, Zelensky argued that peace can only be achieved through direct negotiations and proposed a ceasefire lasting for the duration of talks. The Kremlin confirmed it received the letter and said Putin would be briefed. However, Moscow continues to insist that Ukraine make major territorial concessions, something Kyiv has repeatedly rejected. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed the idea, saying the two leaders should meet. Whether either side is prepared to compromise remains the central question as the conflict enters another difficult phase. Another news. Hopes for calm in the Middle East are facing fresh challenges. Israeli forces and Hezbollah exchanged new strikes just hours after Israel and Lebanon agreed to implement a ceasefire framework backed by the United States. The agreement depends on Hezbollah ending attacks and withdrawing fighters from parts of southern Lebanon. But Hezbollah has rejected the arrangement, saying it is not bound by negotiations between the two governments. The renewed violence has raised concerns that broader efforts to stabilize the region could unravel. Meanwhile, U.S. officials continue separate discussions with Iran aimed at ending the wider conflict. For now, uncertainty remains high as diplomacy struggles to keep pace with events on the ground. Another news. Tensions are resurfacing along one of the world's longest international borders. Bangladesh says it blocked several attempts by Indian authorities to push people across the frontier over the past 24 hours. According to Border Guard Bangladesh, at least 10 incidents were detected in different areas, including one case where Indian personnel allegedly tried to move dozens of people toward Bangladeshi territory. Bangladesh says it will strictly resist any illegal crossings and has increased patrols along the border. The dispute comes as India seeks verification of thousands of suspected undocumented migrants it believes are Bangladeshi nationals. The issue threatens to complicate efforts by both countries to improve relations following political changes in Bangladesh last year. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.